Okay, this is Graham Brown, and we're doing a bit of work in PowerPoint, and we're going to be adding an audio commentary. But first of all, just getting ourselves familiar with PowerPoint. So I'm just going to talk you through several things. You need to have PowerPoint open, and you need to have the file called template V1 from our page on the Enrich website. The page we want is the Lambeth page for 20th of May. And when you've got that file up, then I'll carry on with the commentary. The commentary is just there as an audio file, and you can stop it at any time, and there's a slider so you can pull it to any position or you can take it back to hear something again. So hopefully this is a good way for you to see what it's like listening to someone while you're watching something on screen. Okay, I'm going to carry on now. So you've got PowerPoint running. You want to bring that in front of the audio player, whatever you're using to listen to me on. And the file you have is template V1. Now, first of all, I want you to see that down the left-hand side, probably it's showing you all the slides that are in that file. You can create more as you need them. If you don't see those slides, it's really easy. We're going to just look at the View drop-down menu. So clicking on View, and normal's the view we've got at the moment. And you can see Slideshow, which would run the slideshow. We're not doing that just yet. And you can see Slide Sorter. So choose Slide Sorter. And Slide Sorter shows all the slides, and it's like a pack of cards, and you can just pull them into any order that you find convenient. There's more things you can do there, but that's enough for the moment. Going back to View, one of the choices is Master. So on View, choose Master, Slide Master. What Slide Master does is it makes settings that will appear on every single slide. So if you have a look at the slide master for this file, you'll see that there is an Enrich logo down the bottom, and there's a Shine logo down the bottom, and there's a space for your name and school. And it means, because they're on the master, it means that they'll be on every single slide in your slideshow. You don't have to keep putting them in. So that's the good thing about that. The other thing you can do is set things like the background color. And if I go up to Format, and on the Format menu, I'm choosing Background. So Format menu, choose Background. And we're going to look at the background fill. And it's the next click is a hard one to remember, but you'll see a blank white space with an arrow, a black arrow pointing down. Click on the black arrow. And at the bottom of that menu, it says Fill Effects. So the white space, black arrow going down, click on that, choose Fill Effects. And you get a new dialog box coming up. And look fairly near the top, and it'll say about the colors. And the middle choice there of the white buttons, the middle one says two colors, and you want two colors. And you've got, so your background is going to be a blend of two colors. And now go to color one, click on the arrow for down so you can change things. Not much choice, so go to more colors. And you've probably got a standard view in a palette in a hexagon. You can see as a custom view as well if you want to play around with that. I'm going back to the standard view, and I'm going to choose, it might be sort of an orangey color. And go to color two, and similar things there. More colors, make something. And say okay. You can see there's other things that can be chosen from that. I'm just saying okay for the moment. And here's the important one. I'm going to say apply to all. So that'll be applied to all the slides now. We're not going to do anything else on the master view at this moment. So I'm going to go, I could click where it says close master view if you can see that. I can just go to view drop down menu, first choice normal. I'm now back with all of my slides. If I go to view and slide sorter, then you can see all the slides, and they're all colored, and they've all got the logo on, they've all got your name and school if you put that in. The next thing we need to do is add audio files on several of the slides so that we can see what happens, how your real commentary for the mathematics you've been exploring, your real commentary can be added bit by bit to each of the slides in turn in your presentation. And while we're learning to do this, I've made some audio sample files, And they're on the Enrich site. They're on the Lambeth pages, of course, and it's the resources on the 20th of May. And you might even want to pause this commentary right now and go to the Enrich site if you haven't got these files already, and go to the 20th of May. And you'll see it says there, short audio sample 1, 2, and 3. And you have to click where it says here. Now, if you do an ordinary click, it will start playing that bit of audio. If you do a right click on the here, you'll want to choose then save the link or save target. It'll say one of those things. And if you choose that, it will then ask you what you want the file to be called. It'll probably say short audio sample 1 if it's the first one. It'll show you it's an MP3 sound format, so that's all okay. But you're looking to see whereabouts it is that you want to place it, and probably on the desktop, but you put it wherever you know you can find it in a minute. And then you just say save, and it does that. Okay, so we now need to be back in PowerPoint. And I don't know what your PowerPoint's looking like, but mine is still with the slide sorter view. That's having all 9 slides in front of me. If I want to work on any one of those, I could just double click on it, or if you want, you can go view and normal. When you're in normal view, if you do page up or page down on the keyboard, that'll move you between the slides. But there's lots of ways of moving between the slides. You probably know them and you can experiment. So I'm going to double click on the first slide. And on the first slide, it wants a title put in. So I'm going to make up something to go in there as a title. And subtitle, if there was something more to put in there. And I've gone page down, which takes me to slide 2. I could have clicked on slide 2. There's lots of ways of going now. On slide 2, I want there to be an audio file. This is the first one I want there to be a commentary on. So I'm on slide 2, and I've gone to insert, drop down, insert, movies and sounds. And from movies and sounds in the insert menu, movies and sounds, I'm going to sound from file. So I've chosen that. And it's now got me looking at the folders, and I need to say which one it is. And mine's on the desktop, and I can see where it says short audio sample. You'll have to navigate to get to wherever a moment ago you said you're going to save it. And then I'm going to say OK. And what it's done is it's got ready to insert that, but it's just saying, do you want to play the sound automatically? Now, you can have the sound that only happens if you click to make it happen. But the way we're making the PowerPoint presentation, we want the commentary to be happening automatically. Almost certainly, what we do, we'll want a person to be able to listen without having to think where they need to click to listen. So I'm going to say yes on this. And it's now put a little loudspeaker icon on that. Clicking there would play it in the slideshow, but it's going to play automatically because I've just made that choice. Now, if I don't want that to show, I'll hide that behind something else. So when I've got a photo or image or screenshot on that slide, I'll just bring that to the front, and then that icon, that loudspeaker icon, will be hidden because it will be behind. I'm going to slide 3 now. And I'll do it again. Insert, movies and sounds, a sound from file. I'm choosing sample number 2 to go on this slide. It says, do I want it to play automatically? And I'm saying, yes, I do. And that's gone in. I'm now going to go to the fourth slide. Insert, movies and sounds, a sound from file. I'm going to put in my third sample on that. Say, OK. Yes, I want it to play automatically. And that's all I'm going to do for now. I've got 3 samples going in there. I'm going to go to View and Slide Sorter. And I can see all 9 slides in front of me, just mini views of each of them. And I'm going to do something called Transition. And Transition in PowerPoint is the instructions that change from one slide to the next, to the next, to the next. Transition is how is that going to happen? So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to do right click on any of these and or any of the slides, doesn't matter, and the menu comes up, and on the one I'm looking at, second to bottom says slide transition, but that's the one I want wherever it is in your menu, slide transition. I'm choosing that. and somewhere it's going to show you a dialog box. It depends what version of PowerPoint you're in, but mine's over on the right hand side. Yours could be somewhere else. And what I'm going to do now is I'm looking for the bit that says advance slide. And advance means what forces it to move to the next slide. At the moment, mine's got a check mark, a tick, for saying on mouse click. So if you were in the slideshow and you click the mouse, it would advance to the next slide. But the one that's not turned on at the minute is the one that says automatically after. So I'm turning that on. So the slide will advance automatically after, and now I've got to say how many seconds. So I can have it for minutes, but probably not that. So I'm going to put this for 10 seconds. So after 10 seconds, it moves on to the next slide. If I wanted at this point, I could apply that to all the slides. It says apply to all slides. So if I click on there, it will apply to all slides. Otherwise, it's just a setting that's been made for the slide that I clicked on. So I'm not going to set all slides. I'm just going to do that one. I'm now going to another slide. And I'm going to right click on that, choose transition, say advance the slide automatically after, and I'll choose this one, 5 seconds maybe. And I could go through as many slides as I need to do. Now, you'll decide when you know how long your piece of audio is, how big your audio file is in a way, you'll be able to see how long it is that you're speaking for, or you could time it. Then that's how long you would set there as the slide advance. And if you were talking for 2 minutes, then you'd have the slide advancing automatically after 2 minutes. And you'll play around and experiment and just check that makes a good presentation. It seems to move the person to the next screen just at the right time. So transition is where you automatically set the slides to go one after another. And you're saying their advanced slide automatically after an amount of time. That amount of time is how long it stays with a slide before it changes to the next one. So that's it, really. You know the main things. It's a question of practicing so that you're comfortable with all that PowerPoint does, and you can explore to find out more things that are useful, and you can share them with each other, and that's brilliant. But the main thing you'll need to do now is to think about your presentation. You'll need a piece of paper for each slide, so you've done some quite careful planning. You need to think what someone will want to look at. Doesn't need to be anything else that's there as text, some algebra, or is there a picture that you've used that really needs a title? Or maybe you need to point out some feature in it, just drawing attention, using text to draw attention. But you need to think what commentary needs to be with each of those slides. So it's a question of planning and trying it out. And when you don't like something, just do it again. It's that easy. Okay.